Oh, we're recording. Oh, good.
I can't see you.
Well, hold on. I gotta put me on. There I am. You see me now? Well, my camera.
I can see you now.
Yeah, my camera's a little effed up. All right.
Well, you have special glasses, right?
These are just yellow lenses to block any kind of blue beam coming out of the monitor. It filters out the blue.
Oh, I mean, like I have those yellow lenses when I'm driving.
Yes, same ones.
Oh, all right.
Hold on a second. I'm going to try something here. That worked. I made it worse. Okay, how about we go? Aha, that looks a little better. Okay, I'm going to see here. Give me one second. We'll just double make sure that we're not in chat. How come we're not in chat? Okay, participants. Ah, there we are.
Tony, you're a legend.
I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. I try to keep it simple. Legends get killed.
I know. Don't get killed. Stay alive. You know, I've been following you like for so many years, and suddenly you just don't do so much in YouTube.
Well, we did a lot on YouTube. I got stuff on BitChute, and I've been focusing my time on the shows, right? Trying to get people informed. I do the pod beams. I put links up there so people can do the research for themselves. I try to give people a foundation where they can engage and initiate their own research and then develop their own opinion, you know, which is good. It's just the way it is. I just did a video with a young woman about a week ago where we called it Protecting the DNA from the Injectables. And in that video, we showed you how to create a surge in the body to disengage any possible leaving. So the way I explain it is you go into a grocery store and you go in an aisle. Let's say there are four other people in that aisle and they all have the different vaccines. But you walk in the middle of that, those vaccines are now jumping at each other. That genetic coding that they all have will create a dynamic there to create these variants that they're professing that's going on in the UK and in South Africa, because they've mass injected these different vaccines. They had stuck with one, that would have been enough. But now that you mix this gene with that gene and this gene with that, this thing is going to be so adaptive, it's going to be almost damn near impossible to do anything with it. Okay, so we came up with a way. Okay, here, I'll give you an idea. This is an ionizer, okay? This is what everybody should be wearing, not a freaking mask. What it is it produces ions or electrical fields around you so that if there is a virus or bacterium in the air, it would disengage it before it has a chance to even hit you. Now, this has 1 meter cube range. In other words, a meter this way, a meter up, a meter behind you, a meter to the left of you, a meter to the right of you, it creates a barrier. If you put this on your belt, it covers your whole body because it's going to go 3 feet up and 3 feet down.
Okay.
So anyway, if somebody comes into my shop, the first thing I do is I put it on, hit the button on the bottom, and now it's running. Yeah, now it's running. See?
Yes, I can see.
When I go shopping, I wear this. When I go outside, I wear this because now I don't know who's walking around me that may have had this violation of their DNA.
Yes.
So this offers some protection in that regard. Now, this is something that is already, I don't have this inside of me, but somebody else may have it and it can leak. And even the doctors in Europe have been saying that this could possibly leak. German doctor that they were interviewing a little while ago said this would leak. Even we've had 3 or 4 doctors here in North America. They're saying it will leak, but in Canada, they're about as ass backward as you can get here. They think this is a vaccine. This is not a vaccine. This is genetic engineering.
No, it's not a vaccine.
No. So
if it was a vaccine, I would not be so sick.
Most vaccines don't, they give you a day or two of a of a suppression, and then you're okay, usually.
But you see, nobody at the hospital understands because they are in this programming of whatever they are programmed to work at the hospitals, that they don't believe anything. They say it's conspiracy if we say it's nanobots inside of your body. Let's see if I can hear you better. Can you talk?
Oh, yeah. How's that? Is that any better?
I can't hear you now.
You hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Nope. Why can I not hear you?
Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear only in the computer, but not here.
Okay, it might be your connection on your headphones. So sometimes you might have to turn the thing a little bit to make sure it has good contact.
It's not working because I can't hear you very well.
Oh, how's that? Is that better?
Only if you're very close to the... Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Good. Well, that gadget that you have, that walk with it, do you sell that?
No, I'm going to. I think I'm going to carry them. I don't know. I mean, you can probably get them in the UK. They're basically called a portable ionizer. So you can, and you can wear those. Just try to find them not made in China. Because you may, if you buy some of that junk in China, it'll last you maybe a month and then it's over.
So it's a portable ionizer. Okay.
All right.
Right.
You know what we talked about earlier? Why don't you, again, start talking again. What happened, what you felt, everything. And I'm just where I can record it. And then I'll publish it on the next show so that everybody can hear what's going on. I just did an interview with a TV network today, and I expect them to contort everything I said and twist everything I said. But I did it anyway because I used keywords in the interview. Now, whether or not they're going to even put it on or not, I do not know. But you calling seemed like a divine setup. So I thought, okay, let's record this because you're a nurse and you work in a medical field and you've been violated with this AstraZeneca nonsense. So at this point, let everybody hear your end of this, because people hear me and they think, oh, you're just full of shit. You're just a conspirator and you're just, you know, making shit up or whatever. And I've been saying for a year, this thing's been fraudulent from day one, and I warned people 7 months ago that this would happen. The doctors are now saying this in the last couple of months. So now it's happening. So now let's hear it from you. Let's get it straight from you.
Right. Well, I work as a nursing assistant at a hospital in England. They are kind of leading us to take the vaccine, saying that it will protect you and it will protect the patients, which I don't really totally believe that. But anyway, also because I also work in care home as bank shifts, they also want everybody to have the vaccine, and they are really guiding everybody to have the vaccine. And when you work in the front line, you have to have the vaccine. So I'm a person that I'm never drink alcohol. You know, I'm not a alcoholic, or I don't engage in no drugs. I don't smoke. I've never did smoke in my life. I also try to have a healthy, nutrition, but it's really hard nowadays. You know, what do you call healthy? There is nothing is really organic anyway. So when I had the vaccine and I have been drinking activated charcoal, I like to keep clean, do all the things to keep our body clean, drinking a lot and swimming or keeping fit, when you have the time, although I work many hours. So in the day that I had the vaccine, which was my day off after like 7 days working on a row, 12 and a half hour shifts, I had the vaccine in the morning, and I have never been ill. I was never ill I'm never a person that get that ill. When I had the vaccine, which I was perfectly fine. And then I went and sat in my car. And as the time went by, I felt in my arm like this huge acid burning inside my arm, like if it was something there, like, you know, really burning. I felt the burning. And then, and this was probably half an hour. And then in 1 hour, it started coming over the neck. And when it came to the head, you know, it felt like something spreading when you put something in the color in the water and you see it spreading. So I felt it spreading inside of the head. And I felt like if it was like bugs or something. And I felt it in the side. And I just wanted to scratch my head. It was just so unbearable. It was so painful and unbearable and itchy. It was horrible. And at that moment, I felt that I came and I applied some activated charcoal mixed with olive oil and flaxseed in my arm, you know, because I tried to do as more clean to do whatever. Well, that helped just a little bit. And when I came home, I keep changing so my arm would be better, but I was up, and when I had that, I was absolutely red in my neck, in my arm, you know, I had like redness, like really like this explosion of red everywhere. It's just terrible, like if I was out in the sun, which then disappeared. And I felt my head hot and funny, you know, like if something was going inside of my head. It was not like if it was a disease. It was like something strange wanted to take power inside of me. The only thing I can say is if you watch a sci-fi movie and you see like the film Venom and you have this creature going inside of you, like this metal, whatever. It just felt like something inside of me, right? Really weird. So I went to work the next day, you know, feeling a little bit funny, but drinking my, you know, the things that I drink, the water and the iodine and the turpentine, you know, all this. But that was really weird because it was nothing like when you feel that you have a cold or a virus or a fungus or mold, whatever. It was not the same thing. I felt like really weird, but I couldn't explain what it was. It was like if you were levitating in the air. So I went to work, I started at 7, and then suddenly I start feeling hotter and hotter and hotter, the head really hot. And then I feel all over my body these things, or these, I don't know how to say, but it's like this, imagine these tiny little nanobots inside of you, and that is what I was feeling moving. And in the joints of the fingers, I was feeling like if there was something stuck. It was really weird, and I wanted to move, and it was like if something wanted to take my body. And it's really weird. I said, I don't feel really well, and I was keeping like that. I don't feel well, and feeling very hot and feeling sick, very sick. I was feeling very sick. Normally, I'm the last person to go for my break, and I went for my break around 9:30 to eat, and I was walking, and even the maid said, are you all right? I said, I really don't feel very well. You know, for them, it was really weird because I was never ill, so it just like for me to feel really funny. So people were talking to me, but I could hear them in a distance, like if it was not me, I wanted to be there. I was trying to be there. So I sat on the table. And somebody was talking to me. And the only thing I see this blurred vision, everything white. But I was there. There was nothing in front of me. It was just like in my head. I wanted to see. It was like something was just there all over. And I couldn't eat. Normally, I like to eat. And my appetite just disappeared. So I really tried to eat, but I couldn't eat everything. I was really sick. And I took my vitamins, you know, like I know they, some of them, I took clover, and I do take the vitamin C, and I had to take, at that moment, I took 800 mils Brufen, because my headache started then, and I have my headache till now at this moment. But now it's not that bad because I've been taking Brufen, you know, and aspirin. When I felt that, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. And then I stood up and then I was walking, but I was feeling like if I was walking on air, I was not feeling my body. I don't feel me, but it was not that I could not breathe. It was like, I was not feeling me myself. And I say, no, I don't want to lose me. And I was saying that I don't want to lose me. I am me. Nothing is there. And it was this fight for me being in me. It's really weird because I did not want to pass out. It was like, if you would faint, I think whatever it was there would take over yourself. That was my feeling. So I go inside of the ward and I said, you know, to my nurse, I really don't feel well. Because before that, I remember grabbing a tray before I went to breakfast to take the tray. And I suddenly lost I did not lose consciousness, but the awareness of what I was about to do or where was I. It was like, oh my God, what, you know, like suddenly when, it's like when you have these people with dementia that they create certain realities which are not there. So there was I like, oh, where am I? What do I need to do with something in my hand? And that was for moments, because when I realized and was aware that that was happening, I was really struggling to ground myself. I am here, you know, like I have to touch me or things to be there. And when I came back, I was really like, I really don't feel well. And the ward manager came and she gave me like 1000 mil paracetamol, because my fever was then by 38.1, which started going higher. And I didn't have any strength in my body, like really nothing, no strength. And so she said, oh, go home. Well, I have to drive. And it's like 3/4 of an hour, you know, it's like 40 miles from where I work and live. So I had to sit in the car and breathe and just allow it to recover. But then when I went out in the parking, there was this, you know, like whatever, the barrier to allow you to come. And it was not coming up and the man was talking and I could not hear. I was totally suddenly not there. And then suddenly I ring the bell. Oh, I've been talking to you. And I said, I'm sorry, because I was not in me. And things were really weird because he said, oh, your membership has finished in the whatever he said. I said, but that's not possible because I am permanent full-time working at the hospital and I'm only going home. And that was my new car, going home now, because I am unwell and I have fever and the ward manager sent me home. My headache was about to explode. I cannot explain. And I took, in total in that day, probably 1,600 mils Brufen, because the headache was just like horrendous. It's like your head is about to burst. It's just really like it's not even contained inside. From that moment on, your body, like I can say in here, I am very swollen. I can feel my feet swollen, my legs, everything, you know. And then I had to stay at home and then they called me. Well, I called them to say I was not going to work because I was not feeling well. The headaches were just like so horrendous. It was just like really bad. Also, what appears in your body, it's some which I had under my chin or in the leg, but the worst is in the arm, which I had like this really, like when you have measles and you have these little points red, I had some in my body, but the worst was in my arm. You know, it's really bad. It's really bad. I had to put cream. It's like blisters that just came. It's just really bad. And I had then after a few days, because I take all the things to clean your system, the huge pain in your kidneys and in the liver. Oh my God, I could not even breathe with the pain. And But mind you, the headache is constantly, the headache is all the time. And then when I said I was not going, they thought I was, you know, playing it. But I went to work. I was from home, and then I went to work after, you know, like 5 days or 6 days. But my head was like, if it was going to burst, which I never, ever had a bleed from the nose. And I had a bleed from the nose, which I felt like something really weird in my head. And then suddenly I was, you know, I was bleeding as it, which that never happened. And I was, oh my God, you know, like really weird. And when I went to work, and then after when I went to work, and I worked 2 days, and then in the end of the day, in the afternoon, I start feeling again like these waves of heat in the head, which is the only thing that happens. Just I need to cool it down with cold water, like if it's going to burst. It's really like if it was like this strange radiation inside of my head, and then I had to cool it down. Also in the heart, but specific in two areas, I had like this huge like pain, which I was feeling like really weird. And then I had to start, you know, hitting my Timo, and I was like that, touching the heart, and I was there sitting, and I went and put water in my face. And then it was like the handover and the shift was changing, and my colleague came, and then she said, "Are you all right?" "Well, I don't feel that well." And then I was all the time like touching my heart and trying to breathe. And then I was feeling this really weird feeling of fluid in the head and in here and in the stomach, like if it was something, like if I was going to be sick, but not sick, you know. And I was like that, touching my heart and trying to calm down, you know. And then I drank plenty of water and trying to calm down, and that calmed down a little bit. So I came home, and then now the second week, what is happening in my body is that I am swallowing, like the legs are really swollen and really hard when you touch, really hard. The lower legs, the feet, you know, but I feel the hands, really, it just feels like if I am bloated or if there was like a balloon. And I was thinking, I don't know, is this, what is this? Is it my body? Well, I had fever, so my body had to fight with it. I don't want it. Mentally, I said, I don't want you in my space. Whatever it is, I don't want this. But it's still here. It's still in my body. And I went swimming to try. And I get really tired, like you can't breathe. It's not that I have anything in my lungs, you know? It just feels my heart. I think it's because everything is so bloated and inflamed, you know. Probably it's the body trying to imagine if your body is creating something to protect itself, and then it creates a space so it will not allow whatever it's there to enter. That's how I feel.
Your immune system is in overdrive trying to fight the program takeover your DNA. So
that's how I feel. It's really,
I feel tired, feel drained, run down, because you're fighting. Inside, you're fighting. You haven't rested since you've gotten the vaccine.
Yes. And short fuse, because I was working on Sunday with the nurse, and she said, "You don't look like yourself. You don't look like yourself." And I say, "I don't feel myself. I feel like I'm fighting for my life inside of me." What I said to a colleague, I didn't, you know, I was not bad. I only, you know, answered in a way that probably was a little bit, you know, not very nice, but I was fighting for myself in me. And she said, "Oh, in fact, you don't really look good, and your arm doesn't look good. You should see the GP." Right. So when I was off the next day, I called the GP, and what he said, he didn't tell me to go to the clinic. He didn't tell me not to take the vaccine. He told me to wait 10 to 12 weeks and have the second dose of another branded vaccine, whatever, not the same.
Oh, no, not the same either?
Yeah, he told me to take, for me not to take the same, to take another one.
So now you took the AstraZeneca, which has that DNA strand, and now he wants you to take another vaccine with a different DNA strand.
Yes.
I mean, why didn't you just tell you to take a gun and put it to your head? It'd be
the bunch. Yes, exactly.
You know.
Because I asked, but the question is, if you take one, it's supposed to have a strand of whatever it's there and then the continuation, right? Because it's the two together that form whatever they want to create. But now you're saying you cannot take that one, but you're going to take another one. But what does that mean? Does that mean that I have to take two more doses from another one and ignore the one that tried to kill me and is trying to kill me? You know, I don't know. There
definitely would be a genetic reaction. You got two different parameters in these injectables, because they're not vaccines. Let's call them what they are. They're a genetic experiment. So yes. This genetic strand, the way they formulated this gene, you're taking, let's say, a Moderna, which is using a mRNA, which means that they're using either some kind of XNA, CNA, PNA, LNA, different type of nucleic acids that would now be able to integrate with your DNA, using the mRNA to send the message to your DNA to whatever operating system they want you to make, with the other DNA involved, and they're all nano-delivered. So now, whatever mutation that would have created, you know, would have probably been, if it wasn't terminal, would have been permanently debilitating.
Yeah. Although it debilitates, we know that everything works with frequencies. They can activate the frequency and they can cause you whatever they can cause you. They can cause you mental, hormonal, it can cause you death, it can cause anything, right? So I emotionally, in terms of what I felt, which it's not my style, I was deeply sad and I was crying because like something was taking me and I was just abandoned, you know, it's just, I was going and I did not want to go. No, I don't want to go. I don't want to die. You know, I don't want to not be me. And I was crying. And from the days on, you know, like in the middle, fourth day, fifth, sixth, and even in the second, I was like, crying, and I felt this huge anxiety and panic like I've never felt before. You know, like this, you know, I love to drive, and even when I was inside of the car, I was so anxious and so full of panic that it was just like it came from nowhere. Do you know, that was really, really weird? Like, really weird. I've never felt something like that. I've never felt like something coming inside of your body and trying to take over. And I am really, and that's why I reach out to Tony, the best guy in the world that knows all this stuff. And you're such a great man.
I'm flattered.
In a cried for help.
Yeah, I'm flattered, but like I told you, I keep it simple. I'm just a guy that knows some stuff. That's it. There's one other guy besides me that I know that's as advanced as I am in this knowledge of this. And we both have a different take on how we're approaching it. But we're both very much aware of the dangers of this stuff, what it does. Brian396 was actually the guy that actually discovered the connection to nano and all that's going on. Now it has, from that point to now, it has gone from nano to nanobiology, nanobiotech, now to nanogenetics. So this is a whole brand new everything. Where we have an advantage because we've already been working with it on so many different other levels. This now is a new paradigm, because now they're using this delivery method to get into the DNA, to create the programming, the anomaly, whatever you want to call it, possession, as you put it, we're pointing it out, to the host. And the intriguing thing here is, okay, in Canada, they're still not at this point yet where the leakage is a real reality. You're in a hospital setting, so somebody else has gotten the vaccine, and you get it within an approximation of them. You could have this leaking or leaping going on between you and the other person, which could further perpetrate some kind of takeover, genetic mutation, whatever. We don't know at this stage, because these are all experimental to begin with. And they're not, like I said, they're not a vaccine. They're an injectable with an operating system. And this is the operating system part. So as explained to you earlier, it all depends on the incubation period that that it requires in order to be able to fully corrupt the program. So if there is a time frame, there's a good chance that possibly a static surge or an EMP surge can eradicate the operating system that would allow it to further integrate and maybe even disassociate some of the fullerenes and the nano that may already get you feel that crawly, creepy sensation. Again, just right now for me, I know how to work with nanobio. I know how to work with nanobiotech. As far as the genetics goes now, this is something that I know how to protect. If you got a vaccine and I don't, I can wear an ionizer. I can create an ionic field. I can come home and surge myself to make sure there's been no chance for an incubation. But someone who's actually been directly vaccinated, at this stage, I don't know for sure. I'm not certain that this will work. What I'm doing will work. Something might work. Maybe this will work. Again, at this point, speculation. That's all I can tell anybody. But we're dealing now with an operating system that's overriding our program. Our identity, who we are, what we are,
yes,
how we're constructed. So,
yes, because I worked all the time, all through the moments of the COVID in the front line with COVID patients. I've never had any situation. I've never had any problem. Although once they said I was positive and they forced me to stay 10 days isolated, but I had no symptoms. They track and trace you and they ask you where you are, your friends or this. I don't have any social life because I only work and come home. I don't do anything else. I don't have any family. No family has to stay home because I'm alone. So I work and come home. I work unless the other ones that had to be isolated would be either patients or residents, but they are already in isolation anyway.
Well, so. You're asymptomatic, you don't spread it anyway.
Exactly.
So that's what's
the reason. But I never had any symptom like what I'm feeling now. And this what I'm feeling now is it has got nothing to do with flu or a coronavirus or nothing. The symptoms that I've got don't have anything to do with that. And how would you explain that when you have, you know, your head and then you have your brain, which probably is the operation center for everything in your body, right? So when it feels hot, my head, my brain gets very, very, very hot, like really hot. Like, you know, if you touch it, it's really very hot. It's just, it's amazing. It's just, I cannot explain.
That's the immune mechanism to fever out whatever you have. You have a high fever. For instance, when women go through PMS, the reason why they go into those hot flashes is because the body's trying to burn out those hormones that are in abundance in the body that is not able to purge through the liver. So you get into that hot flash or that burning to burn it out. So this is the same thing. You're having a fever in the head, because the brain is trying to probably using electrical stimulation, using the synapses to try to fry out whatever's trying to assault it. So that would explain the heating, the fevering effect that you're talking about. So then the pain brain doesn't feel anything, doesn't have any nerve endings to feel, but you can disrupt the connection. You can disrupt the acetylcholine. You can disrupt the synapses of the brain. They're carrying the signal, which then could cause pain. You can cut the blood flow. You can cut the oxygen flow, which will also create a great deal of pain. And if it's burrowing into the different parts of the brain, that too, because it would disrupt the electrical of the brain, causing short circuits, would cause a lot of pain as well. So there's a lot of reasons why that could happen. And you're dealing with an operating system. So, you know, and this is how we have to look at these things now. They're not a vaccine. They are an operating system, and their function is to override your DNA and override your head, wherever they're going, draining networks.
But myself, I don't want nothing to override myself. I want to be me all the time. I want to be me with my consciousness, with my awareness of where I am, what I'm doing, and control myself. I don't want anything else to control me. No one else, no entity, no person, no nanobot, no system, no frequency, nothing. I want me to be me, pure, clean me, like to make the decisions, to feel myself, to feel my heart, to feel my unique genetic design, like we, each one of us individuals have. And there is our strength. Like when we say, no, right, we have to take the vaccine because we have to work, right? So we live in a system. We have to create, we have to produce something, whatever this system that we are in. But on the other hand, we have also to be aware that we are more than just a system. We are as individuals, we are potentially very strong. We are very intelligent. We have in our DNA all this knowledge about ourselves, about everything, you know. And if we lose that genetic
identity
or richness, you know, that it's like it's more precious than anything else in the world, because that is what makes you, and that is how you can create, be creative. Because what I've been noticing people that have taken the vaccine is that first they get very passive, and then sometimes they get very reactive, and then they don't even realize they are getting really lazy, really slow. Do you know what I mean? Like really.
Yeah.
And suddenly they sometimes stop. I felt myself sometimes stopping and not knowing what I was going to do. But as I am aware of what can happen, I override before that happens. Do you know what I mean? Like you have the power in you to say, I don't want it. And you strengthen yourself as much as you can with your thought, with your will, with your heart, you know? But that also doesn't stop me feeling that I'm really bloated and inflated and, you know, like, desperate in the other hand. So I'm trying to balance this.
Yeah, you have your will and you have you, like your identity and your identifying qualities, but you're still having an operating system inside you that you have to
exactly
find. I have had to deal with that for 12 years. You know, when we first got started, I was even hearing voice to skull technology. It was kept telling me, you can't win. Quit, surrender, blah, blah, blah. My response was, at first I thought, where the hell's this voice coming from? And second, my second response was, you and I have an appointed time with our maker. I will escort your ass to his throne. That's how it just left, because I had the will to fight. Wasn't just going to surrender to that concept of surrender. I mean, that just didn't exist in my vocabulary. I couldn't never surrender all my whole life there. I'm not going to start now. So I understand what you're saying, you know, because I've been there myself. So there's a duality there, a duality and a reality. The duality is there's you and there's this, whatever this operating system is. And to be honest with you, you cannot afford to get another vaccine, especially from a different strain. Because we don't know. We have no, at that point, you don't know what can happen. You really don't know. And at this point, that could create some variant, is their terminology, that we have no idea what can happen. I find it interesting that we have six vaccines in the world, the Chinese one, the Russian one, and the other four from Europe and from US. I find it odd that they would disperse these. And now what they've done here, for instance, the Moderna was killing all the elderly. So they decided to quit giving it to the elderly. So they gave it to the young people. Now the AstraZeneca was killing the young people. Now they gave the AstraZeneca to the older people. Now, I've said to some of my shows that if you got grandma and grandpa getting AstraZeneca and grandchild getting Moderna and they hug each other, what happens? Is there an exchange? And if there is, now what happens? You get variants because now we've got genetics getting involved, and these are operating systems that now will interface and integrate with each other, creating a whole new dynamic. And the science today is not science, it's pseudoscience. At best, it is something out of a sci-fi today, what we're doing. Yes. So, I can relate. This is why when we talked earlier, I said, well, you may possibly, like I said, it's just at this point, it's hypothetical. Creating a surge, a high, powerful enough static charge that can run through, yes, your system, or a high powerful electromagnetic pulse to run through your system that will disrupt the operating system's narrative or program to do whatever it's doing. Once you wipe that out, it's like taking a cassette tape and rubbing a magnet over it, and you wipe out whatever was recorded, it's blank. As long as it's blank, it has no program to follow. Now the body sees it as just metal, or sees it as just some sort of bad protein or some sort of mutated cell, which then it will break down through either using an enzyme, using peroxides, using different sanitizing components in the body's acids, whatever, to break it down and remove it. So at this point, that's what I can give you at this point, what to do and how to, a concept. Again, I don't know for sure. I got to tell you straight out, I know what I've seen so far with the surging. I know what I've seen so far with the ionic fields. I know what I've seen so far with electromagnetic pulses. I know what I've seen, but it wasn't directly tied to DNA. Like, in other words, it wasn't injected. It may have got in there. And maybe that's what we're still, because we theorize that's what we're still dealing with now, that the body now may be manufacturing some of this programming. But even though we've got down and reduced it drastically over a decade, now we're dealing with repairing the damage and regaining our DNA back that this may have damaged. So that's where we're at now. So like I said, at this point, I can offer you this because this is where we come. This is how far we've come. I've come, Brian has come with his research. So this is what hope I can give you at this point.
My question is, if this is an operating system, which it is, which wants to take power of our own genetic and takes power of ourselves, so it would be more like a more robot and android, you know, like a zombie walking or feeling, because the emotions tend to disappear in some of the people that I've seen. The emotions tend to disappear. It's really weird. Why do they want to enter in our DNA? To control or to manipulate? Or because they want to connect to these consciousness, creative light source emotions that we have?
Okay, artificial intelligence requires DNA to function. It operates at 50 million computations per quantus second. The only thing that can handle that kind of operating speed with efficiency is DNA. Now, again, speculation here. If you have 7 billion people on the planet integrated with this technology, that's a huge operating system now that can run the whole show.
Yeah, and they can connect.
It's not that we connect. We're assimilated. There's a difference.
No, I'm not saying that we are connected to each other. No, I mean, they try to assimilate us, but the AI will connect to everyone.
Exactly. Okay, when you look at the biblical reference to the Tower of Babel, there's a key sentence there when you read it and you read it correctly. They're of one mind and one language. That's an operating system. That's a program. Okay, being of one mind and one language, that's a program language that you're already all connected to. This has already happened once before that we know of historically. It may have happened many more times. But that's referencing an operating system that took over all of mankind to build this tower that they were trying to open the gates of heaven. That was an antenna. When you look at that, that was a super antenna that was connected in the desert, which was all silica. If you had surged a strong enough power source through the desert, because again, it would have been conductive, it would have ran right up that rod, it would have split open the Van Allen belt, it would have destroyed the planet if God had intervened. So this is when God created what I call the chaos program. In other words, because they're of one mind and one language, they're no longer able to exchange their thoughts. They're no longer able to communicate because they're all speaking a different language now. So this, we're right back to that again. We're going right back to the same thing again. Like it says in the Bible, we're going back to the days of Noah. This is exactly what happened back then. So when we're talking nano injectables, AI injectables, genetic injectables, that is now trying to integrate you to a device. Elon Musk wants to put a neural link into your head. I think he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He said if you have the neural link into your head, that you'll be able to be better associate with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence will look at you as a peripheral that needs a serious upgrade to keep up with it, or it'll use your DNA in order to be able to have that interface. So he's not seeing that. He's seeing the advantage of having, you know, infinite knowledge at your disposal. There's a price to everything in this life. You don't get that without giving up something else, just the way it works. So they don't look at that. These guys are looking at science in a very dark way. So what we're seeing going on today all across Europe, United States, Canada, it's all about integration, you know, and having a select core that are going to be in charge. At least they think they are. What will happen is the AI will take them over too. You know, it's inevitable. You know, they are teaching artificial intelligence now how to make war. They're teaching artificial intelligence how, okay, I just realized something today. These CAPTCHA that we see when we're online, you got to go into a site and want to, you know, pick up a bus or pick, that we're teaching artificial intelligence how to distinguish what they're asking us to look for. In other words, it sees 12 different scales. You know, you're picking these three. You've just taught artificial intelligence. These are different than everything else. And I mean, it just impacted me. Like, what the heck? We're teaching a machine how to do this? But, you know, it's learning. So this what we're talking here with genetics and programming. So your DNA is an operating system. It's a super antenna. It's a transceiver. It's got a lot of functions that it does. Access that, you have control over that person. If they're not aware of it, you know how sometimes you have a thought pop in your head out of the blue. It's just something that come up, maybe a bad memory, maybe something seductive, maybe something pleasurable, maybe something angry, maybe something with anxiety, stress, all of a sudden just boom, out of nowhere. So you have to kind of wonder where did that come from? So what you're saying, I've had a lot of people contact me, a lot of targeted individuals contact me saying the same thing. They have somehow have been associated with some kind of technology that has integrated with them. So Yeah, this is, I'm glad you're sharing this, because there's now a direct connection between what you have, what you're feeling, to the actual injection. You know, and now they're telling you, go get a different one. Like, who does this?
And he only told me if I feel really bad to go to the urgencies A&E at the hospital. For what? What are they going to do? Study. Give me aspirin?
Oh, they're going to study the genetic effect of what they did. See, when you're going to a hospital, it's not about fixing you. It's about now observing.
But I work in the hospital. I already know what they do.
Yeah, so that's all they do. They just observe. They want to see what, oh, look what we did. We mixed a little bit of this. We mixed a little bit of that. We put it all in this person. Now let's see what happens. You know. So, as we discussed earlier, there are things you can take for your DNA, you know, to try to keep it fortified, like selenium and choline and apigenin and luteolin and zinc and copper and different things like that. I would encourage you to keep to do these things. Do them every couple hours. If you can get anything of the rosemary family, rosemary, sage, thyme, marjoram, oregano, thyme, savory, these all have that those components in there to specifically protect and repair the DNA. So like I said, I'm at this point hoping that the incubation period is taking 3 months. If this is the case, then we can subvert this before it gets to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And then deal with at the same time removing the nano fullerenes and the nano bots and the nano dendrimers that may have been now put into this vaccine. That's going to take a long time, because this stuff is just, once it gets going, it just flies. Kind of thing. But
yes,
it's the genetic and the DNA now we've got to look at too as well. Anything you can utilize as far as DNA support. You can even actually buy DNA, RNA and DNA supplements, ribonucleic acid and diribonucleic acid. You can actually get that as a supplement to help, again, reinforce your DNA as well. IP6 is a good one, and niacinamide is a good one. So you want to use them both. And in fact, we want to use them both in conjunction together, do them every couple hours, and that may go a long way. Inositol hexaphosphate and niacinamide, because niacinamide converts to NADH. And so that is a very powerful player in sustaining and supporting the DNA.
Tony, you're just the best. But I have to ask you to write me or send me an email just with the name for the DNA.
Okay.
Because I have never looked into it that we could take something specific for the DNA. You know, I understand that we can detoxify the body, we can clear the heavy metals, we can, you know, take enzymes and good bacteria and probiotics, all this. But regarding the DNA, I was never very much aware that you could actually take some things that would enhance and protect your DNA.
There's a lot of things that will. I mean, you got to remember, anytime you do a detox, you got to remember, so you're pulling stuff out, right? But you got to put back in what should be there. I mean, if you don't, then you kind of throw yourself out of whack. So if you're taking stuff out, but putting the stuff back in, then you get built back up kind of thing. So this is what we're essentially going to be doing. We're going to put back in what this may have damaged. And as a result, you start. There's a simple little formula you can make that it works super well. You take black tea, regular black tea, and you fuse it with rosemary and drink that throughout the day.
Okay.
You can do that with green tea. And they both protect and reestablish the DNA as well.
Well, that's good.
Simple. I try to keep things as, you know, stuff that you can go to the store and buy instead of having to spend $1,000,000,000 in a health food store, and sometimes you don't even get what you're paid for. So, you know, I try to keep it, you know, good that way.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
No, I think I want to hear what you had to say. I only interjected just at near the end.
What I have to say, for example, what I feel that they are doing is that they are forcing people to take vaccines when they don't want to take the vaccines, especially because we all worked and we all see that some people that have taken the vaccine and they were very, very ill, you know. But when we are working already with people that are sick, and we work all the period with people that are sick, and we were fine. I mean, there was no problem. Some people were ill. Yeah, that's true. But it was also because some people have a very low immune system. And they have other, you have to look at one human being and not just how he is, but how does he live? What does he eat? How is, you know, everything, it's the whole, it's everything all together, right? Because when you work in an environment that you can get many situations with infections or other stuff, you know, I say infections with different bugs, it's very important that we do take a lot of attention into infection control. You know, it's very important that we keep ourselves clean. It's not just the hands you keep clean, you know, it's the body, it's the clothes, it's everything. It's the hair, it's everything. One of the things that I've noticed after taking the vaccine is that now when I go and touch things, I feel electricity just coming out from me and from the things. It's all the time, it's like I'm getting shocks, you know, like electrical pulsing that I can feel. And before it was not working that way. It was flowing very smoothly. I didn't have this electrical current, these charges or dischargers. I don't know how you say it. But yeah. Now I have this more intense, even when a colleague comes and touches, it makes like really noise. It's terrible how that is, how much frequencies are in there. My question is, do you consider that these frequencies with the G's that they are all these antennas putting up, they will increase the whatever they are putting inside of us through the vaccine?
Well, they'll be able to activate those things anywhere you go. Okay, in Canada, we're building 20G antenna. I've been saying for the longest time, it's not 5G, you gotta be concerned about 6G. 6G, even in the UK, they got signs, it's a 6G zone here and there. I've seen them over here. Places. So 6G is the one that's lethal because it's a dual frequency. It's not one, but two. It's an infrared with a microwave. So the infrared will penetrate the body 4 inches, releasing the hydrogen in the cells, which allows the microwave to follow. And the microwave then has a superconductive component with the hydrogen to further maybe charge up these particles inside the body. So 6G is the one we really got to be careful with.
We get burned.
Possibly. I mean, they say that the 6G can go in and burn and come out and seal itself, and the doctors would never know it was there.
Exactly.
It's all done by design. The only thing that I know to box 6G is brass. From my research anyway. So you might have to wear a chest plate of brass so that your heart doesn't get hit. And you might have to wear on the front, one on the back. You may have to wear a brass mesh on your head so that, again, you don't get, you know, charged. Like I said, there's so much going on right now. Everybody's still talking 5G, 5G, 5G. 5G's been done 3 years ago. We're so far much further than that. And like I said, when you're building 20G antenna, what the hell do we need 20G antenna for? That's something that they've got some kind of plan to operate all the equipment, all the artificial intelligence, and maybe possibly us will be connected into that grid. And they need that much power to keep everybody under control.
But I mean, they don't have the power because we are the ones that have the power.
But they can harness that by controlling you with this technology. That's why this is what this is all about.
Exactly. But they can create frequencies that are activated inside of your system, right, with these nanobots inside of you. And then when this is activated, they can harness the energy inside of you and they can manipulate you and control you to do the things that they want you to do.
Pretty much, that's it in a nutshell, yeah.
Right.
So, like
so
I said,
what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, at this point, like I said, disengage as much as you can. You know, like I said, in your case, now we have to work at the DNA, regenerating that, repairing that, giving the body what it can use to fight off broken DNA or rogue DNA, disengaging the nano inside your body, the nano operating system. And again, there's a lot of ways you can do that. You got the triangle, we got the bucket. There's a static surge that you can create. Again, disassociate the technology with the genetics. That's another thing you can do. There's lots of options you have. It's just now, it's just a matter of time because this is engaged and has already started its assembly process. And you got to remember, this thing works exponentially. So it takes time. And the other thing you got to remember, even though you knock it down, you are still breathing, we're still eating, still drinking. That will reload whatever amount you're reloading. So you have to consider that in whatever you're doing, you have to do it, initiate it, you have to initiate it, engage it, and stay on top of it until it starts getting down to a certain point where you're now starting to get on top. And one of the ways you notice this is either your strength, your coordination, your mental acuity, your vitality, your mood. A lot of things will change as you get this down lower and lower and lower and lower. Okay. So it's going to be a process, but right now at this point, it's now shutting down any kind of potential incubation that hasn't happened. I'm thinking over here in Canada, they're telling the Canadians, if you get these injectables, you're still going to have to wear a mask. You're still going to have to, you know, social distance, which makes absolutely no sense.
Exactly.
You're immunized, then you don't have to worry about nothing. But now they're telling them to continue doing this for another couple months because, like I said, by June, I'm expecting heart rate, heart failure, and pneumonia to take over and wipe out a good chunk of this population. Like I said, we already got almost one-third of the Canadian public already injected with these injectables. The U.S. has got one-third of their population already injected with their injectables. This is a global form of planticide that is going to occur here because this is going to hit everybody. If we got 30% of the global population infected with this tech, biotech, synthetic biology, is what we're dealing with, synthetic biology, and we've infected 30% of the population, that's 2 billion people will be dead in a very short period of time. 2 billion. So this is what we're looking at on a global level when you look at this extinction event is what we're talking here. So again, this is theoretical, but very plausible. Right? Today, with the way the world has gone in this direction, in regarding to infecting people with synthetic biology, it's very plausible today. So like I said, anybody who's already aware and awake can initiate a reversal of what's going on.
Thank you.
All righty. So anyway, I thank you. Do you have anything else you need to say or you want to say to everybody? Or
What I want to say to everybody is that we should never surrender, ever. Because I truly believe and feel we have the power and the strength within us. When you said that there is this voice, it comes said, oh, we just have to give up and give up. No, we should never, ever give up. We should try everything that is at our reach and within ourselves, with our vibration, with our mind, with our will, with our thoughts. And we have just to do that inside of ourselves. You know, of course, they are stopping people to gather together. And they are shutting down all these internet places of people that are telling all these things to stop for the message to be spreading. So we should never stop searching and feeling what is real in your heart and try with your head to maintain your sanity and do everything that you can to keep strong and on the right way. Because I do believe, you know, if we have these consciousness or light or these genetic DNA, if we are we, all that we need to know is within ourselves. You know, it's there to just come out, to be creative and to be a strong human being, you know, in truth and in power and with compassion towards each other, you know. And if we keep that in mind and do not abandon ourselves and surrender to the fear of whatever, you know, we are in the system, but on the other hand, we have to try to maintain sane, not being in the system. You know, like, it's like when you come home, you are in your own world. You are inside of yourself. But when you're in you, you can be anywhere and things will not affect you. But we can try to learn with each other, like we learn with Tony and other people, that teach us things that could make us stronger and cleaner and better. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Keep strong.
All righty. Good enough. Listen, Manmala, I thank you very much for your time to share this information. There's a lot of people that need to hear this, and I saw the importance of this interview with you to be able to share this with everybody now, so that if other nurses, for instance, and other healthcare workers hear this, it will hopefully inspire them to have the courage to say no. Or if they've already been, you know, integrated with this technology, that at least now they have an option to be able to fight it, which is what the whole thing's all about anyway.
Yes.
All righty. Well, listen, you have a good morning. I am at 2 o'clock here, so I got to wind her down pretty soon. So we will, again, I thank you and thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a good day too.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Two.